101.9 High FM, One Nation, One Station.
Joining us on the line is David Aronowitz. He's the owner of the Kollel Bookshop. And we want to know from him, if he were to recommend five Jewish books, what would they be? David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. To you, the early Mayan listeners.
So,
having me on your show.
A great, great pleasure. So it is a culmination of Jewish Book Week. And we were thinking about that. What would the books be that you would recommend that people have in their homes?
Jewish Book Week for us is mostly start every Sunday and finishes every Friday. Jews are the people of the book.
Right.
So to choose out of the thousands of books that have been written over the millennia, not easy to choose five specific books, but I hope that these would cover the need of any Jew to be able to get to the depths of his faith.
Right.
Howard, the first one is the most obvious one, and that is to have a Chumash in the one heard.
Mm-hmm.
And the suggestion here, whilst there are many different versions in terms of publishers and slants in terms of the commentary on them, I would recommend certainly the article one.
Right.
Because not even translated extremely well in modern English, which is the need from the old days when we read Queen's English, if we could call it that.
Right.
And it's very much a necessity.
Right, and it's the accessible. It becomes accessible if it's translated, in a way that we can actually understand it.
Absolutely. Mm. And I think, as the Rambam Maimonides said, that really is part of the 13 principles of our faith, that the entire Torah that we have and we believe was given to us by Moshe, and with having that Torah as the basis of our faith, when it's made so accessible in the way that the weekly parshas are put out, where the very first few paragraphs just gives a summation of what the parsha is about, and then it highlights commentators over the many, many years taking out highlights each to pertinence to where we can grow in our, not only our faith, but our actual practice of our faith. That would be certainly the first.
That's number one, right? Is an accessible translation, and you're recommending the Art Scrolls,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's something very exciting that's happened over the last few years. Every one of us has a Siddur, and everybody reads or prays from the Siddur, but so often we read it, as we read those words, more by rote than by actual understanding.
Mm.
And over the last couple of years, a new Siddur has come out, which is an interactive Siddur. So as the Chief Rabbi, Lord Jonathan Sacks, said, that really tefillah and prayer is a profoundly transformative experience. And if we take that into account, when we're doubling from our Siddur, this new Siddur that's come out, it's a product by Korin Publishers, really breaks it down into actually questioning each specific prayer as we go through them, through reflection, connection, and learning, and really questioning how we have understood the words that we just read. And at the bottom of each page, it'll ask yourself a question. So it says, what did you just read, and how does it affect you?
So
it creates a very strong connection between ourselves and Hashem. And I'd certainly recommend a siddur like that for people who just want to uplift their prayer in their connection to Hashem.
Do you keep, just as a matter of interest, because it's come up a few times, and it's a question that I've been meaning to actually get hold of you to ask. Do you keep Siddurim with the transliterated pronunciation? Because a lot of people might not have had a proper Hebrew background, struggle with the Hebrew a little bit, and they need the assistance. Do you have any of those?
Yes, we do. We have today, a variety of Siddurim and different presentation, and one is the transliteration, which will have the Hebrew, the English translation, and then the transliteration for people to be able to read it in the Hebrew form by transliteration. Yes, we do, and it's extremely popular.
Right. And, in fact, one of our listeners saying a couple of months ago, David was the only bookshop who stocked a Hebrew English dictionary. So glad to have finally gotten hold of one. Book number three, what would you recommend?
Book number three is mostly the book that's so so many people turn to in all faiths, not exclusively to the Jews, because it's made such a profound impact. And that is Tehillim. You know, in the Gemara, in the Talmud, it brings in one of the tractates that says that most of the book that's used, that David wrote, and the Gemara actually says that one day of the Torah of David, already Tehillim, is worth more than all the korbanos, the actual sacrifices that took place in the temple. Because Tehillim talks to every single person in so many ways, whether one reads it as a companion in adversity, whether it's in happiness. There's a Tehillim for every single person. That's what's so unique about them. That's why there are so many versions of it. And it covers, as I say, total faith of Judaism, and certainly within other faiths, too, people turn to it all the time. You'll see that most people carry a Tehillim, even in their car, let alone in their handbag. It's a cornerstone of our faith and our connection to Hashem, and it talks to us in a very, very profound way.
Right. Book number four.
Book number four was a difficult one, because now we move out of classics, and I've chosen what we say that it's we have to put, as Jews, into practice what we read. And we have in halakha, in Jewish law, the Shulchan Aruch, which really guides us through our life. And over the years, just over 150 years ago, came out the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, giving a summary of the laws, a very, very, covering all aspects of Jewish law. In recent years, a modern Kitzur Shulchan Aruch came out called Shaarei Halacha, which really covers laws that affect us in our modern life. We don't have the temple anymore. Many of the laws are only specific to Israel.
Right.
It just covers laws that affect each Jew in daily practice, and they're extremely well written in modern English with a summary, a short summary on how people can apply different laws covering all aspects of Judaism.
Right.
And it's certainly a must in any home.
Right. And finally?
And finally, the hardest one of all. Mm-hmm. There are so many choices to look at. And I really chose a book which really set the pattern of a person called the Ramchal, the Moshe Chaim Lutzater. He lived in the early 1700s and wrote a classic book called Mesillas Yesharim. Mm-hmm. And Mesillas Yesharim really covers the ethical part of Jewish life. Can be learned very analytically because it's extremely deep in terms of the subject material, or simply for total inspiration, covering aspects of one's piety, one's humility, one's honesty, one's alacrity, a whole plethora of subjects that protect the moral basis of man. And it's written in a style which really gets to any individual at whatever level of observance they have. And it's become an absolute classic. I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, how it must have over 200 versions of it being published over
Incredible.
The years.
Amazing. Absolutely.
Those are the five I chose, but there are hundreds and hundreds more.
Right. Absolutely. It's very interesting. Jenny says essential reading for every Jew must be Derech Hashem by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzater.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And I'd love to hear from you. 345-19 or 061-895-1019. Is there a book that you would recommend in addition to what David has mentioned that you believe that is essential to have in your home? It is 7:27. David Aronovitz, thank you for chatting to us. David is the owner of the Kollel Bookshop.